USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And the southeast United States prepares for a visit from now Category 3 Hurricane Dorian. The northwest Bahamas are still getting torrential rains from it. The Red Cross's Steve McAndrew is on Grand Bahama.
When the storm is stationary, those winds continue going in a circular fashion, but the storm itself does not move on, and it continues to dump large amounts of rain.
The storm killing at least five and injuring about two dozen in the Bahamas, and now it's headed for the east coast of Florida, where it will skirt the coast, head up to Georgia, and then the Carolinas. 1,200 flights are canceled today because of the storm. Reversing itself, the Trump administration now will not cancel a program that helps seriously ill migrants avoid being deported while they're getting life-saving care. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Democratic U.S. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia announcing this morning that he's ruling out a run for governor of that state. He held that office from 2004 to 2010. He was reelected to a six-year term in the U.S. Senate last year. He often talked fondly about his days as governor and had suggested some frustration over how things work in the nation's capital, but again, he's announced he will stay in his U.S. Senate seat. It appears the only survivors of a massive boat fire off the Southern California coast early Sunday morning are the crew members who sought help from a nearby boater who told NBC News this morning.
Hearing somebody pounding on the boat and yelling, I open the door and the five guys are there in their dinghy. They're telling us to ask me to help them and their boat is just 400 yards away, fully engulfed.
Officials confirm at least 25 people aboard that dive boat died. A handful are still unaccounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wall Street stocks lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down more than 400 points in the early trading on Wall Street. The stocks fell sharply right after the opening bell on new China tariffs. And just before the top of this hour, the Dow was down over 350 points. Investor sentiment also taking a hit from weak manufacturing data. The Commerce Department saying that U.S. construction spending rose just 0.1% in July, and that comes after an even sharper drop in the month of June. Police in Elkmont, Alabama, north of Birmingham, say a 14-year-old boy has confessed to murdering all five members of his family last night. The boy reportedly called 911 to say he heard shots fired, but later reportedly confessed to pulling the trigger himself. Chaos again in Kabul, Afghanistan. This the sound after a Taliban suicide attack in the Afghan capital. At least 16 people killed, over 100 people injured. The Monday attack coming just hours after the U.S. had said it had agreed in principle to withdraw about 5,000 troops from Afghanistan. Comedian and actor Kevin Hart is recovering after being injured in an early Sunday morning car crash in Southern California. Yesterday, his wife told reporters,
"She's great."
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.